Thank you and welcome to 20 Sided Stories.
Victoria 1890, Season 1, Episode 4.
Hello there. Previously on Victoria 1890, Matilda, Simon, and Dr. Chamberlain traveled by train to the Chamberlain Estate, except they stopped at a bar.
My name is Everly Green.
Oh my God!
Everly!
Everly!
Oh, hi, guys!
I didn't know that you were still working here.
Here, they were joined by Everly Green, who lost her husband 2 years ago.
My husband? Well, I like to call him Wet Eddie, or as everyone else like to call him Wet Eddie.
Look, I have a lot of identities, and sometimes it's easy to lose track.
At least we keep track.
When they made it to the Chamberlain Estate, it seemed that a ghostly presence had become present.
I thought it was just a trespassing neighbor kid, so I went to chase her off. And she was gone by then.
They were all going to visit the abandoned Clark house, but then a sound suddenly stopped them in their tracks.
Just heard a scream from upstairs, and it sounds like it came from Everly Green.
Oh!
Oh, dear!
God!
It sounds like that's Miss Everly!
Oh, God! I gotta go!
No, Everly, it's just me!
Quickly, everyone upstairs!
I ran up there!
No, it's just...
Guys, I saw a
Oh.
And she didn't say hi.
What?
Wait, how?
That's
you
rude.
You saw, what did she look like?
She had dark, dark, flowy hair and a white dress on and no feet. And she just went right through my wall and went into that direction.
Wait, no feet, you say?
She went through the wall?
Yes.
Who was with you?
Well, I was by myself, and then Gaston knocked on the door to save the day. He's my knight in shining armor.
Ah, shit. Yes, that's all fine and well.
Yeah.
Ooh la
Where
la.
Did the ghost go?
She went through that wall, and if I look out the window, it looks like it's towards the moors.
Quick, everyone, outside.
Oh, God, I still got my pistol ready. But I'm wearing Coco Chanel.
Yes, so am I. But just hold up your skirt and we'll go.
Wait,
Gaston, can you help me?
Quick, on the double, it's just getting away.
Let's go, just grab a dress and go.
Okay, Mildy, let's go.
I am grabbing a dress.
We run down the stairs.
We run down the stairs while they're still trying to figure out how Gaston can hold a dress.
Quick, Mildy, take a shot.
Okay, where?
Do we see it?
Roll awareness to spot it. Dr. Chamberlain does not see it. And
seven.
Okay, so Matilda, she thinks that she's got a faint sight on it. So roll composure to take a shot.
Three.
Okay, you take a shot and you just see a tree, not near enough by
oh,
where
damn.
Your target
Did
is.
You get
just
it?
Get hit.
No.
And a bird falls out.
Oh no!
Oh look! Look! One of those cats is picking it up and taking it away.
Did you see it? Did you see the ghost?
I didn't, but I heard that it went outside.
I saw a faint shadow, but I ain't convinced. But I believe you.
Told you.
We still have no evidence, no tangible evidence
well,
that the corporeal form was here.
Dickie, why don't we chase after it?
If we don't know where it went, we have no idea. We'd just be going out in the middle of the night into the moors.
What are the moors?
It's the area over there that's somewhat wild and untamed, grasses and bogs and trees.
Oh, I'm
untamed,
not going.
You say? I come with like my edge clippers and
Jesse.
My scythe.
Announce yourself before you come up here. You're
sorry.
Afraid.
But I thought it important. I saw the ghost. I saw you shoot that bird.
Oh damn! I have a witness.
It's fine. It's just a bird.
Oh right. Woo.
I can trim the moors for you.
Okay.
Gaston and Miss Green come. Running in.
Ooh, la la.
How are you so cheeky, Gaston?
What took you so long?
What took us so long?
Nothing, it's just the dress is very elegant and dire.
He's very handy.
Roll a composure, Gaston.
God.
Oh, you're starting to think that she's pretty.
Yep.
Ooh!
What are you looking at? We have a ghost problem.
I pulled Dickie aside. I'm like, something's going on between those two lovebirds.
I have the goodest feeling that it's going to work out
the
so well.
The goodest feeling.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, I have the goodest feeling too about this
one. I feel like I might have taken a couple of sips out of your cup of tea.
Oh, I bet you did.
Excuses.
Oh, wow, you got here fast. Oh, I pulled him aside.
I didn't know that you were listening. Listen, come here, Mrs. Green.
Oh, yes?
Come into this little huddle.
Okay, I'm in a little huddle. This is fun.
Yes. Can I be in huddle?
Shut up over there!
Okay.
Sorry, Gastar, this is our time right now.
Listen, ladies. I've had the feeling that Mr. Gastard, wing wing, is just a little shy, and you really have to pull at his strings if you know what I mean.
Okay, we don't have time for this, Dickie. We gotta go after that ghoul.
I'm sorry, I get so distracted by love.
Let it happen on its own.
All right, fine.
Good talk, guys.
All right, good. You high five.
Get him, girl.
High five.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Sure. Okay, Gastard is going to take a roll to see if he can see the ghost. He rolls a one, and his eyes just... It's a three. Okay, yeah, but you're looking around, and all you can see is a cat struggling with its latest catch.
Oh, I bet it. But it's happy.
Listen, there's obviously nothing else we could do here. Please, let's all just go back inside.
Wait a second. This guy over here just said that he could go through the moors with us.
I'm panting heavily.
Why don't... me and Gastar look after the manor, and you guys can go look after the ghost.
No, we made a blood pact. Either it's all of us or none of us.
I mean, Melody.
What?
You said it would happen naturally.
Oh, crap.
Yes, I think that's a wonderful idea. Mr. Desi, Mildy.
Desmond Delancey. Right.
Desi, Mildy, and me. We'll go out and we'll take a look a little bit further.
I pull Gastard over to the side.
What are you doing? Are you trying to get me alone with her?
Tried.
Right now is not the time
to be figuring out
my past and whatnot.
I tried. But goddammit, I love Dickie. He persuades me in the weirdest way. Now take my knife. I pull out my knife from my boot and I give it to him. I'm like, I don't know about this one. Something spooky's going up and I love that girl, but I don't know.
What? Are you suspecting that she has something to do with...
You remember that she is drunk.
You know, I have my own. I don't need yours. I can just use mine.
Fine, I'm just telling you, I care.
In case some weirdo pops out from the bushes and you need to defend yourself.
I put it back in my boot and
I don't know about the Desi guy. You know.
I grab his shoulders and I'm like, listen to me. We made a black blood pact, and I'm a little tipsy, but I care about you.
A black blood pact.
All right, push him away and go back to Dickie.
Are you okay, Desi? Or not?
Yes, I am.
you were panting.
But I think.
What are you pointing at?
You want to see if you can say that?
Okay, I want to. I'm gonna scout the area for the ghost. I got a five.
Okay.
Or did I?
Yeah, you got a five. So you, again, you look around, all you can really focus on is, it's the cat.
Can I see if I spot the ghost?
Sure. You remember the direction that it came in. However, you're looking back at the house and you're just like, how did the ghost go through the wall?
How did it go through the wall?
Listen, which name are you in at right now?
Gastard, you idiot!
You say that. You know, your character says that.
It is me, Achilles Gastard!
Okay.
The same man I've always been!
Oh, Dickie, you're drunker than punch!
Your first name is Achilles?
That's right.
Oh, it's yes. So fitting. You're my Achilles heel.
Now, listen, Achilles.
Yes?
Now, if you see the ghost, what I want you to do is go... Before you go and see the ghost, I want you to go to the kitchen and go to the pantry and grab yourself the flour. If you see the ghost, I want you to throw the flour on the ghost and see if it sticks.
What?
If it is a corporeal being,
what's you,
it will stay and in the shape of the form of the ghost. If it is a real ghost, it will just fall on the floor right through them.
Well, I have to ask, what do you have sticky flour for?
No, flour would just stick to a regular person.
I have not encountered such plants before.
Have you never baked?
Not with flowers.
It looks like Coke.
Flour, not flowers. Flour, like ground wheat and...
Yes, the flour that goes out of the ground. I know what you're talking about.
No, the kind that you make bread out of.
I slap him.
Ow. Oh, flour.
Yes.
Oh, the white one.
Yes.
Oh, I got it. And we go.
You make your way back into the doors, and you sort of look really confused, and you start looking left and right, and then you see Miss Alice. May I help you?
Probably not.
Are you looking for a specific room?
Oh, yeah, the kitchen.
Oh, yes.
The pantry.
And then she gestures over to the right.
Oh, bonjour. May I help you?
may I help you?
You're the one who came into my kitchen.
Your kitchen?
Oui. I am the cook for this manor.
Ah, the cook. That's right. We are Frenchmen and we cook in the kitchen.
That's why we are speaking in French currently.
Of course.
Your accent is a bit off.
I have only spent little time in France, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well, you're a transplant. You grew up with a French family in a different country?
Correct, in London.
Ah oui, the country of London.
Yes, great homeland of London. Now may I have flour?
Oh my God.
Some flowers?
No, just
you would go out into the garden for the flowers.
No, but see, I want the kinds that you ground it up and you put it in bread or whatever.
I would never ground up flowers and put it in bread.
No, it's the white stuff.
Oh, the white powdery flour.
That's correct.
Ah, oui, right in here, in the pantry.
Thank you. It is for Professor, English doctor guy.
Dr. Chamberlain?
Oh, that's right, Chamberlain. Sorry, I'm still a little drunk.
No problem.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Bonjour. I mean, see you later.
Great.
Hello, Professor Chamberlain.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yes.
Flower.
Oh, you're so strong.
Oh.
It's perfect.
No, it's pretty cumbersome. Here you go.
Wait, Dickie.
Yes.
Why don't we take some, and then he takes the rest? That way, if either of us encounter a ghoul, we can throw it on them.
That sounds perfect.
You're just going to carry it in your hands, then?
Give me your sack that you have on your belt right there.
My coin purse?
Yes.
I pour out my coins. Here we go.
Thank you. And I start just pouring some flour into it. There we go. Perfect.
After, can I have the coin purse for my collection?
Yes, it's fine. Whatever.
Yay!
Shall we? Dizzy?
I pull out my scythe.
Does anybody want to roll an intelligence?
Woo! Me!
Yeah. You remember the mention of the Clark House. Just off of your property. North, and it's sort of in the moors. In the wilds.
Dizzy, it's been a while, but how far away is the Clark House from here?
The Clark House?
Yes.
It's about it's a mile. Yeah,
about a mile.
About a mile. A good 10-15 minute walk.
I'm always up for a good walk.
Well, I think that's where we should start to look.
Clark House, where the ghost has been spotted.
Yes.
The Clark House.
We're looking for a ghost. Why wouldn't we go to the Clark House?
I'm not disagreeing with you.
All right.
Just wanted to double check. That's it.
Take the lead.
Okay.
Oh. Well, we'll just be back at the manor.
You two have fun. Wink.
Yes, and if you see an incorporeal form, throw the flower on it and capture it.
A what?
Incorporeal form.
If you see a ghoul, throw that white stuff on it.
Thank you, Matilda. She is so much better at articulation than you.
Ah.
We got the flower right, Dick.
Yes, let's get out of here.
And all right, split good. The party. So, you guys start heading down the property, off of the path towards the edge of the property, and you're coming up towards the moors. You don't have to cut your way through. You're just stepping in and around some bushes on the way, and you get to the edge of the property. There's a little gate. You open up the old rusty gate. It doesn't get open that much because rarely do you ever come out that way. You see sort of on the edge of a little small hill, there is a old road that hasn't been used in a long time, and there's a house up there that's been abandoned.
is, the old clock house.
Spooky.
Some say... Oh, well, I guess you already told about the dead child, didn't you?
Yes.
I just wanted to recap it.
You can.
How the family killed her.
Well, how did it happen?
Supposedly.
Well, they... Go on. It's just a children's story.
Ooh, I love stories. Keep going.
Some say that the father had one off too many that night. Took his darling daughter down to the cellar, thinking it was a swine. And wouldn't you know, bashed her brains in with a sledgehammer. And then took a knife, gutted her, and cooked her alive. She was still alive.
Wait. Oh, wow. The fact that she survived that, you know, brain trauma, that's impressive.
It's an old wives' tale, though.
Yes, this is why it's unbelievable. You understand.
I get it, Dickie, but I love a good story.
It wasn't until after he ate her whole that he realized his mistake.
Man, he must have been one hell of a drunk if he forgot that his daughter wasn't a pig.
Yes, and also very hungry.
She was also very ugly.
Oh,
I could imagine after a little roasting, she wouldn't look the prettiest.
You guys get up to the front of the door, and you see that it's a very old, decrepit house. There are some of the siding is falling off, and there's vines that have grown up the walls and into the windows. There's parts of the roof that are missing. You have three lanterns with you.
All right, let's go inside.
All right, but if there is someone who is here, we need to be completely stealth.
Okay. I have my pistol drawn.
All right, the door is closed.
Oh, I have my lock pick. Pick locks.
Just see if it's... Is it unlocked?
Let's check the handle.
Yeah, you try the handle, and it is locked.
All right, Melody, do your magic.
All right.
All right, let's do a discretion.
Three.
I'm going to give you a plus one, but it's not going to matter.
Because
you have the lockpicking kit. Yeah, you try it, and it's just not working.
All right, time to shoot this mother open.
No. Oh. Is there a window that we can get in? Can you see?
Roll awareness. Seven. You got a seven. Okay, yeah. You see that there is a window just over to the right of the front door.
Oh, goodness. Window. All right. I go see if it's open.
It is not opened, but it is a glass window.
I want to take my scythe and just, like, bash the glass in. Oops.
There goes stealth.
I climb into the window.
Okay, roll me some agility to not get cut up by some of the glass. Oh, shoot. Okay, 12.
I just, like, thread that needle. Leap in, do a somersault on the whatever floor.
Desi, open the door from the inside. What? Open the door from the inside.
I go up to the window and I say, Desi.
Yeah.
Open the door from the freaking inside.
Oh, okay. You go over to the door and you see that there is a new lock on it.
Oh.
Curious.
But you're able to
unshoot
the bolt.
Oh, yeah.
There's two bolts.
Oh, nice.
Open the door.
Thank you.
This way, sir.
You see inside there's a lot of old dusty furniture, and some of it is covered in sheets and some of it is just torn open, and there's some grass and bushes growing out of some of the ground, the floorboards.
I see if anything has been disturbed.
Why don't you roll me awareness?
Seven.
You see that everything seems to be old and undisturbed, except there is a pathway leading down the hall to a point where the carpet that is going along the hall, it definitely seems like it has been disturbed. Like, there isn't really any dust over there.
Dickie.
What, Melody?
Look over there. There's not a single speck of dust on that carpet.
Are you just saying that to him, or can I hear this too?
Oh, you can hear, Desi.
Okay.
How queer. It looks rather new.
Let's go look down that hallway.
Did you guys also see that the lock was new?
Desi, that was a new lock?
I couldn't help but notice it's all shiny and not rusted.
Something suspicious.
It had two locks on it.
Now, why would a ghost need a new carpet and a new lock?
And two locks at that, not just one.
Oh, Gaston.
Yes?
Your hands are so soft.
Are they?
Yeah, it's like you wash them in pure water.
Oh, crap. All right, Miss Green.
Yes?
May I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What happened to your husband?
Well, one night we were having dinner, and he said, "Excuse me, honey, I'm going to go out and get some liquor because I just want to drink."
Is that what he sounds like?
Yes, it is.
It's not a little bit higher, maybe?
What?
Like in pitch? I just thought maybe the voice...
What happened to your voice?
Nothing. Nothing happened to my voice. This is exactly as I sound all the time.
No, it wasn't. You were not French there.
Okay, so you had dinner, and then...
Pardon me. I was wondering if I could bring you any refreshments.
Water, go away.
I would like an Irish tea.
Two Irish teas.
Thank you.
It's not what I...
Oh my God, Dickie, this is so riveting.
You guys get down the hallway, and you're walking on the carpet. Let's get an awareness roll.
You look at
an old painting that's totally faded and destroyed, and you're just thrown off by it.
Nine.
So what a beautiful painting.
It's enough. Okay, right. As you're walking down the hallway on the carpet or on the rug that is down the hallway, you take one step and it creaks.
Dickie, I think there's something under this rug.
I take my scythe and cut the rug.
And you see that there is a trap door under the rug.
Oh! I'm so excited! My pistol's drawn and I'm ready to go!
And when you guys have that sort of like exclamation of noticing the trap door, then you see a face slowly appear out of the trap door.
I shoot!
You. Roll, everyone to roll composure.
Oh.
Does that count?
That was a three now.
What?
That's how I play.
Oh, man. David.
Sorry.
Nope.
Get your dice out of here.
Wait. What was yours?
It was a two.
A two? A three?
Oh, no,
and
a two.
A two. And what do you have on a modifier?
Kate. Oh, I have a four now.
Okay, four. And then yours? Okay, so yours is a five also. So you guys all failed your composure rolls. So you don't shoot because you guys all scream. Run away.
Whoa.
I'm running back and I'm throwing the flower behind me.
I'm wildly swinging my scythe around.
Oh my God.
Be careful with that.
Okay, so let me get the whole story. You were having dinner, and then you...
Here are your teas.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Drink up.
So dinner...
Composure roll, please.
Oh, damn it.
Sage.
What's your modifier?
Six.
Six? Okay, cool. You hold your liquor.
So you had the dinner, and then he said, "What now?"
I'm thirsty and I'm gonna go get my liquor. I'm gonna go to the Hafrot and I'll be back in a few. And then he left.
And he never came back.
He never came back. And so I went to the Hafrot. That's how I got my job that night, actually. But that's another story. But I went in and I was asking if they had seen him, and they hadn't. That no one
and
had
you have
him.
Been married for a year.
Yes.
A whole
year. I mean, it was about a year and maybe 26 days. And we had just had our first anniversary.
And I remind you of Wet Eddie.
Oh, yes. There's something about it. We're like, they're like kindred spirits. I feel like you and him would get along so well. You're like the French him.
It's... Mrs. Green.
Yes.
I have something to tell you.
What is it? You can tell me anything.
Simon takes off the beret.
Oh, crap! Don't
Oh, shit!
Holy...
It's real!
Oh, my heart! Oh, whoa!
I've soiled myself.
Oh, God! Desi! Slap!
Okay, so you guys all ran towards the front door.
Covered in flour.
Shit!
Covered in flour!
And you hear... Leave this
place. I shout, "Hell no!" I'm scared! it, but I'm not backing down.
Mildy, I have I very strong... stop it!
I turn around to face the
everything.
All right,
roll composure. Eight. Yeah. Okay, you turn around, and you see a transparent woman. Just a faint sort of visage of a lady.
How old does she look?
I don't know. Let me turn around and take a look.
Hold.
Okay.
Okay.
You try to turn, and you catch a glimpse, and you turn back around, looking out the front door.
I want to try.
Okay.
I can't believe it's really there. I can't believe
it. Six? Okay, you turn around, and you see it, and you're trembling, but you're not breaking your eye contact because you are a tough adventurer.
That's right.
I'm grabbing hold of Mildy. Tell her to go away.
Dickie, you're clutching onto me like a toddler.
Does she look like a pig?
Does she look like she has flowers on her? Is there flour on her? Is that the flower that I threw? Didn't
are you
her?
Asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you.
She looks like a white spirit, a phantom, a ghost, a specter.
I saw her.
And you just see like a sort of a trail to like the left and right of the hall, covered in flour, but none got on her.
A wraith.
Do we still have some of the flour? I'm not going to look in my bag. Mildy, do I still have some flour in my bag?
Yes, you do.
All right, I grab the flour from his trembling little toddler hands.
The ghost sees you grab the flour, and it has a little confused look on its face, and then it sort of phases back down into the floor.
No, wait! I was just getting some coke. I'm sorry.
Is it gone?
Yes, it's gone.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, God. Okay, let's go back to that trap door.
I pull out some tobacco and start chewing it.
Why?
Because he's nervous. Here, give me some of that.
There you go.
Give me some of that. I'm delicious, just like Mama makes it.
I forgot
it's
how much
American
I hate
made.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Savage tobacco.
Okay, we cut back to the manor.
Oh, my God, Dickie, you're being a dick.
And we cut back to the manor.
My real name is Simon Sinclair. You may have met me at some point in your life. Perhaps I was manning a marketplace, or I stole something out of your house, I don't know. But I travel all across Europe with various identities. Achilles Gastard and Wet Eddie are two of them.
What?
I'm not who I appear to be.
No, but I spent a whole year with Wet Eddie.
Yeah, that's what I'm very confused about, and I really want to get to the bottom of it, so I'm just going to come clean now.
Wait, so does that mean Wet Eddie is actually Simon, which is you?
Correct.
So maybe I spent a whole year with Simon.
Well, maybe, but I don't remember is what's really strange.
You don't remember me?
I mean, you look familiar.
I grab him and I kiss him.
Okay, Sage, I want you to roll awareness.
Awareness?
Yeah.
Six?
Six. Okay, you have a vague recollection. You remember this kiss. This kiss seems very familiar and seems very comfortable. And then you realize, I only remember having this kind of a sensation from a kiss whenever I'm inebriated.
Look, that was very lovely. But Mrs. Green, I must...
Call me Everly.
Everly, I must confess something.
Another thing?
Well, it just has to do with the whole thing, you know. Basically, I've been known to be a bit of a gal sneaker in my day, but mostly, I used to drink a lot. It's not that I don't drink now. I've just tried to cut it down because a lot of the times I would wake up and I'd have no idea what I was just doing, which is very bad as a con artist because I need to be aware of all of my identities, paths, and lives at all points in time. But I was doing a bed draw, but that apparently... So I'm just going to come to the conclusion that I must just have been with you every time I was drunk.
Oh. Wait, so you haven't been drunk for over a year, almost 2 years now?
Wait, it's been 2 years since Wet Eddie disappeared?
Yes.
Holy shit! I thought this was still a recent thing.
No, he's been gone for a very long time.
Okay, that
I'm
makes sense.
Still,
yeah.
Because you are him, and I knew it. My subconscious knew it.
2 years ago, I was doing Wet Eddie a lot more often.
And I was also drinking a lot back then, so it kind of makes sense, you know. He was an easy character to slip into in the thicks of London, in all of the pubs. He was quite a comrade to the other. That's not us.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. What matters is, regardless, we are married. Let's go to that trap door.
I'm real nervous about it, but yes.
I slap him.
Ah, okay, I'll do it. Fine, just give me some of that. Give me some of your whiskey. Give it to me.
I carry a flask on me at all times.
Give me the flask.
It's really dark down here.
Don't we have lanterns?
Yeah.
Desi.
Then let's go.
I'm just saying it's dark. There may be spiders, possibly full rats, half rats, quarter rats.
I've killed a man the size of a lion once. I ain't scared of nothing.
Holy. Okay.
Okay.
Well, okay. Someone's got to hold the lantern while I climb down first.
Desi, you can't hold the lantern and climb down at
That's
the same time.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't, Someone's you can't got, hold it at the same time?
I can't. I'm holding a sickle in one hand.
Oh, I forgot about
climbing
that.
Down a ladder. Unless, oh, wait. I'll just toss the... No. That's my weapon. Ooh, maybe...
I'll just grab the lantern.
Oh, here. Hold on to my lantern and my scythe. I'm going down there, raw dog. And then you toss it all down to me.
Okay.
Well, not the lantern. Don't toss that.
I put my pistol away, grab both of them, and I slightly lower the lantern so he has a little bit of light.
Thank you.
Desmond, roll me another composure as you climb down the ladder. 4. Okay, so you get halfway there, and you feel a cold chill on your neck, and it freaks you out, and you just sort of freeze.
Desmond?
It's cold.
Oh my god, man!
It is the cellar!
As you shine the light down the hole to where he's climbing, you see that there isn't anything down there. It's just him.
Oh, Desi, it's just you!
Roll charisma.
3.
So he hears you say that, but it doesn't make him believe in himself anymore.
I walk up to him. Desi, I have hired you for a reason, and you are to be brave and get this thing down. Now you climb down that ladder and you get down there.
6.
Okay.
Sweet.
I'll keep going, but I'm scared out of my wits.
We all are scared.
As you climb deeper down into the darkness, you're, for the most part, out of the lantern light. Roll me an awareness.
I want to be very aware.
10. You feel along the wall near the ladder, and you find a large handle.
Am I still on the ladder, then?
You're off the ladder.
Okay.
You're on solid ground.
There's a handle down here. Should I... is it like a lever?
It feels like a lever.
Okay. It feels like some sort of levers down here. Should I pull it?
Pull it, Desi!
What if there's danger ahead?
Don't worry, Desi.
Okay.
All right. So you pull it down, and it's a giant toggle switch. And then you hear lights start to come on and a generator kick on.
Ooh, baby. Like some sort of magical glass candles?
And as you turn around, you see that there is a laboratory.
What's down there?
Desi!
It's like something out of Mary Shelley.
Oh, crap.
Really?
Do you want me to toss down your scythe?
Yes, please.
And toss him down his scythe.
I let it land, and then I pick it up off the ground.
Okay, cool.
I go walk down the ladder.
Okay.
What a place.
So, as you look around at this lab, it is the size of a typical basement. And you see a lot of equipment that looks really familiar, and then you realize some of this stuff is your equipment. And some of the vials of liquids and powders are yours.
Son of a snicker. These are mine! This has been taken from my own personal laboratory.
Ah, yes, I can see the family crest on the glass.
Yes, right there. Who would be able to get away with this and take all these things? The ghost. I'm telling you that the ghost is not a real corporeal form.
So you've come to be a believer then?
No, I saw it and I was scared out of my wits. It is very scary. But what else would be here?
Let's examine the room.
Okay, roll awareness. David, you got a 6. So you come around and you find some more equipment that has the crest on there, and you find a journal.
Ooh.
And as you find it, what did you get, Garrett? You got a 7?
Yeah.
Okay, so as you hear that exclamation,
you
turn and you go to a closet and you open the closet doors, and there is the ghost right in your face.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this 20-sided story. Never hesitate to connect with us via the World Wide Web, such as on the Twitter at 20-sided stories, or on Facebook or Instagram /20-sided stories. Matilda Buchanan was played by Kate Pursley. Dr. Richard Chamberlain was played by Garrett Reasoner. Simon Sinclair was played by Sage GC. Everly Green was played by guest Jessica Dahlgren. Desmond Delancey was played by guest David McEwen. Our Game Master was Greg Reasoner, and all editing and music was done by Sage GC. You can snag the soundtrack for free at sagegc.bandcamp.com. If you enjoyed your adventure through Victorian London, we suggest visiting patreon.com/20sided stories. For just a small handful of shillings, you can help support this broadcast's next batch of episodes. We've got to cover hosting costs, recording equipment, and our precious time, goddammit. They are all laid out with transparency at patreon.com/20sided stories. And don't worry, you'll get something too, such as all 8 episodes to this season straight away, no waiting, not to mention bonus episodes within your own exclusive podcast feed. Extra special thanks to our producer club, who brought this season to fruition. Marlena Lowry, Travis Reeves, Jay Speck, Maureen Brown, Zach Bender, and Colleen O'Keefe. To be as classy and cool as them, go to patreon.com/20sided stories. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet. And for more sauce, links, and intel, feel free to check out our show notes or simply visit 20sided stories.com.